hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Regardless of the rhetoric that we hear these days, huge demographic shifts are underway in our country that will continue to impact our workforce and our economy. And our next guest says that because of that, diversity and inclusion in the workplace will be more important than ever for a business to succeed. Nika White is with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, the host organization for the upcoming Diversity and Inclusion Summit, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Greenville. Nika, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Give us the details, first of all, on this upcoming summit, when and where.
Sure. So it's going to take place on October 17th. That's on a Thursday, and it is a full-day experience. It begins at 9 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the TD Convention Center, which is on Exposition Drive in Greenville, South Carolina.
And is this something that the Chamber in Greenville is doing every year, or is this a new issue that you are addressing?
Well, it's not a new issue. We certainly have a lot of leadership around the space of diversity and inclusion, but this is the inaugural year for our D&I Summit, and we are titling it Leveraging Human Difference, and our message is that in order to leverage human difference, we have to be very intentional, and it is a strategic priority for business success and community prosperity.
What has been the Chamber's experience there in Greenville with diversity and inclusion in the workplace?
Well, our experience is that in order for you to have a high-performing team and an organization that's reaching its full potential of success, that you have to be intentional about valuing and leveraging human difference. And so that requires being knowledgeable on different strategies in order to help create a very inclusive environment. And that's part of what this summit is intended to do.
Do we have a keynote speaker at this year's event?
We do. We actually have two keynote speakers, and our breakfast keynote, her name is Dr. Atria Charles, and she's going to talk about the art of unmasking, which deals with how identities impact one's workplace and life experiences. And then we also have a wonderful keynote for our luncheon. His name is Mr. Bill Proutman, and he is the CEO and founder of an organization called White Men as Full Diversity Partners, and he will talk about the role of white men in equity and inclusion.
Now, this topic, of course, has often in the past meant diversification amongst race and religion. Now we also have sexual identity. Is this being addressed?
It is. We will be talking about measuring corporate commitment through executive leadership. There's a segment that's going to deal with subtle discrimination, being aware of unintended offenses. We're also going to talk about advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion as it relates very specifically to a lot of the nonprofit professionals that are all throughout our state. We'll talk about supplier diversity. There's also going to be a topic related to the art of the conversation, so using vocal art to advance inclusion. Latino immigrants and how in which they make an impact throughout the state of South Carolina will be addressed, and then gender inclusion will also be among the topics. And last, also, the fact that we have four generations in the workplace, that certainly creates a lot of dynamics that we have to be very thoughtful about in order to engage talent across all generations very effectively.
Now, do you sometimes get some pushback on this topic? And if so, what are the reasons?
Sure, Mike. And so I think that one of the primary reasons is the lack of know-how. And so it relates a lot to the lack of education around the topic of diversity and inclusion. And part of what we're seeking to do through this summit is to help people to understand the opportunity that diversity and inclusion offer. And in that regard, it's really a shifting of the paradigm from viewing diversity and inclusion as an obligation to now as an opportunity. And I also think that some people, they're just really afraid to broach the conversation. So we want to really create a safe space environment for leaders to really have dialogue around how to change the landscape that we're seeing right now that's happening in our society where the work of inclusion is being compromised or threatened. And there's going to be something for everyone. This is not just for those who are HR professionals or who are D&I practitioners. It's for leaders that have influence in whatever circle in which they belong. And I think that's part of the challenge is that oftentimes as leaders, we are passive about the work of inclusion, but we want people to see it as part of their responsibility as a leader to help create that inclusion that our society deserves.
Well, Nika, one more time, give us the details on the upcoming Diversity and Inclusion Summit in Greenville.
Sure. The host of the Greenville Chamber and the Diversity Summit is called Leveraging Human Difference, a Strategic Priority for Business Success and Community Prosperity. It's scheduled for October 17, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the TD Convention Center in Greenville.
Nika, thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Mike. I enjoyed it.
Nika White is with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, and we will have a link to her organization and the summit posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.